The governor, the president of Cook County, and the mayor of Chicago, and the governor of Illinois, they all got together to update us on the new restrictions that are being put in place and also update us on some of the numbers when it comes to the COVID-19 cases here in the state of Illinois, and also to let us know that schools were not going to be closed. Heather Cherone covers politics and all those things for the Daily Line Chicago. She joins us now. Heather, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here, Justin.
So let's get right into this. Were you surprised? I guess the takeaway from this was that schools were not going to be canceled. Were you surprised by that?
I wasn't, because so many of Chicago's school children rely on schools to eat, that if Chicago schools were to close, it's a cascading effect that really in some ways might create more problems than they solve. However, I should say that Mayor Lori Lightfoot did not rule that out. She just said we're not there yet.
What was the big takeaway for you when you listen to the restrictions and you listen to all of the different lawmakers get in front of the microphone? What was the takeaway for you?
Well, I think the big one is going to be that there will be no gatherings of more than 1,000 people, and that gatherings of more than 250 people are discouraged. And I think that is really going to change the arts landscape in Illinois, the social aspect in Illinois. It was clearly a message that it's no longer possible for people who live in Illinois to go about their business as usual. And the governor was very blunt about that. And he said that he owed the people of Illinois honesty and that we needed to take serious and drastic steps to prevent this virus from continuing to spread.
He also talked about closing the Thompson Center to non-essential employees. That and when you talk to aldermen and others, there's talk about wanting to shut down City Hall. They don't want to do any of the business downtown that they usually do in big groups.
That's right. So tomorrow there are committee meetings scheduled to go forward as usual. There were committee meetings today that I covered, and there were certainly more than 250 people in the city council chambers and at a press conference I covered today. So I think there's a little bit of a difference of opinion there between the mayor and some of the aldermen, but the mayor said that there was no reason to close City Hall at this point. However, Wednesday's city council meeting will be different than we have experienced in the past. She said it would be streamlined and that people would be encouraged to watch online as opposed to coming down to City Hall.
Much has been made about the federal government and the White House's response to this crisis. The governor seems to continue to point out the lack of tests for the state of Illinois as the biggest problem when they're dealing with the feds. Is that backed up with some of the other reporting you do?
Yes, that seems to be the biggest issue. For example, in South Korea, they're testing literally tens of thousands of people a day. In the United States, about 1,000 people are being tested a day. So that shows you the magnitude of the difference. And South Korea has begun to see some success in preventing the spread of the virus. But if that's what it took, that gives you a sense on how far the testing needs to ramp up.
Can you see, Heather Cherone joins us here from the Daily Line. Do you see a forecast in the future where a governor can take into control of the state of Illinois and say, you know what, from here on out, let's go ahead and shut this down. There's no official business. We're not going to have schools. I want everybody to stay in the house. Is that something that could be declared at the state level?
I think it could. We're a little bit in uncharted territory, and the governor was asked about, what authority do you have to prevent 1,000 people from gathering in one place? Because, of course, the First Amendment of the Constitution protects the right to assemble. And he said, well, we're under a state of emergency, a disaster declaration of Illinois, and those are the emergency powers that gives him. And those powers have really never been tested in a worldwide pandemic like we're experiencing right now. So when I say we're in uncharted territory, I mean literally we are in uncharted territory.
Are you noticing, as more and more pundits, and you see this in the sports world, but you're seeing rules that are coming down from media places, the idea of doing face-to-face interviews or putting a microphone in someone's place, space. I know ESPN was talking about that the NBA won't let reporters do that anymore. Is that something that you're seeing affect your job as a reporter, the fact that you have to do a lot of face-to-face and be able to interact with people?
It was a little nerve-wracking today at City Hall, I've got to say, you know, to be shoulder-to-shoulder with people. You're like, hey, I thought we were supposed to be social distancing here, folks. but that's the nature of reporting, right? We want to be, you know, in person and talking to people directly. However, I think that that may change, just like everything might change. And I know that I've encouraged the staff at the Daily Line to work from home as much as possible. And I don't think that we will be the only news organization doing that.
Yeah, it's interesting today. I mean, we saw a couple of different organizations, news organizations, doing that. Back to the state of Illinois, you know, the idea that there's going to be some disruption, obviously there's going to be a look towards the governments, whether that's the state governments, the federal governments, the city governments, to essentially put a rainy day fund forward. The Chicago Tribune had an editorial this week saying, we're in a terrible position as a state of Illinois with our pension debt and crisis and where we are with our books, that we don't have a rainy day fund. So what is the plan when there needs to be reimbursement stimulus to the state of Illinois?
Well, that's why you saw Governor Pritzker a couple days ago ask the president to declare an emergency under the Stafford Act. And that would enable the federal government to reimburse Illinois for some of these costs, like the testing and the other emergency services that the state is footing the bill for right now. So far, the president has resisted doing that, saying it's not necessary at this point. But I suspect as this continues, especially if it gets worse, that we will see the president come under increased pressure from not only Democratic governors like J.B. Pritzker, but also Republican governors, you know, who don't have a whole lot of extra cash mm-hmm. just lying around to foot the bill for something as this extensive. That is over and above sort of the problems that could result. Tax collections are going to go down if people are staying home. If they're not going out to drink, if they're not going to see a show, that will all sort of trickle on down to the state budget, which is already in pretty bad situation, as you and I have discussed at length.
Yeah. Heather Sharon with me here. Our last thought just comes to the fact that it's election time. It's an amazing thought that election here on Thursday before an election on Tuesday in a presidential year is not getting coverage because of this virus. Again, unprecedented. But there's talk about these. The CTU put out a statement tonight saying you got these polling places in schools.
Right.
My polling place was in a senior center. It's being moved. How are our leaders and the state of Illinois reacting to the fact that this crisis is upon us right before Election Day?
Well, the deadline to apply for a mail ballot has been extended to midnight tonight. So I would encourage everybody listening who's a little bit nervous about this to go ahead and request that mail ballot. If it doesn't get to the voter in time, you can always go to your polling place on Election Day and request a provisional ballot and cast your vote that way. The governor has also extended the early voting hours for the rest of up until Election Day, so there'll be more time to go vote at early voting. And the governor really urged people to do that because there may be long lines on Election Day, especially if election judges either get sick or stay home because they don't want to get sick. And really, unfortunately, who could blame them?
So we're seeing a lot of different school districts in the area, and I got Cassie Walker-Burke coming up right after the break here, but you know, deciding themselves to shut down schools, whether it's because of exposures, one of the students or teachers' exposure to coronavirus. When you look at this and you see today that, you know, Mayor Lightfoot said we're keeping CPS open, but in the same breath, the next person up, the Illinois Department of Health lead, saying that one of them is a child, which was brand new information. Do you notice a little bit more of skepticism to the idea of that move just because of the fact that it was a child that was one of the seven cases?
Sure. I think what we don't know a whole lot about that case of a child getting sick. We do know that child is in good condition, has not needed to be hospitalized, and is not in a very serious state. However, it is a reminder that even though this virus seems to be especially deadly for old and sick people, anybody can get it. It's just a question of how bad it is. And that transmission was, we believe, we were told, from a family member, that they were able to track it. So that's not a case of what the officials call community transmission.
Right, right.
So that, I think, would be, we would be in a different set of circumstances if we were, if this was a community case as opposed to sort of a traceable case.
Heather Sharone, managing editor over at The Daily Line. You can find her all over social media and also sign up for their newsletter, The Daily Line newsletter, which comes into your inbox every morning. Heather, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Justin.